GrainCorp says the federal government's jeopardised the future of rural infrastructure along Australia's east coast by rejecting Archer Daniels Midland's takeover proposal. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, said the multi-billion dollar deal was not in Australia's interests. Business groups and market analysts say it sends a message that foreign investment isn't welcome in this country. Archer Daniels Midland, though, says it plans to increase its stake in GrainCorp. GrainCorp shares plunged as much as 26% on the news that the takeover had been rejected by the government. Shares in GrainCorp did recover a little but closed down 22%. Rio Tinto jumped 2.5% after a decision to suspend production at its Gove Alumina facility. The number of private sector credit loans has grown by a third of 1% in October. Figures from the Reserve Bank show that private sector credit grew by 3.5% over the year to October. Housing credit stands at 5% for the year, but business loans are only 1.4% higher than a year ago. Turning to the broader share market, and it fell with a lack of offshore leads, with Wall Street shut for the Thanksgiving holiday. The All Ordinaries Index down 0.25%. The ASX 200 Index shed 0.33%. Across the region, it's a mixed session, and the Australian dollar has reversed yesterday's gains.